We are learning Maseches Barabbas with Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Parah Mitzvah Chayva. A guy owes $100,000, and the Malva has a star. And he goes to the Malva and says, you know, I want to make a partial payment. I can't afford to pay $100,000. I'm paying back $50,000. So now what do you do now? He gives back $50,000 to Malva, but the guy still has a star that you owe him $100,000. What should we do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlef. Yehuda says that you write a new star. You switch out the star, you rip off the star of $100,000, you write a new star of $50,000. That's the only way to do it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Yichtav Shaver. The Malva says, I can't afford to write another star. I'll write you a receipt. Here's the receipt. I'm holding on to my $100,000 star. Here's the receipt. And it's even more than that, like we'll see in the Gemara, that he wants to hold on to the $100,000 star because he knows the Loiv is a little nervous then. Because Maisa, he's holding on to the $100,000 star, and all you have is a receipt. The Loiv has a receipt to pay $50,000. If Loiv loses the receipt, he's going to be out $100,000. If he didn't want to try to pay this up very quickly, finish his complete payment. So he says, Yichtav Shaver. Om Rav Yehuda, Nim says that Tzarech Liyah Shaver Menach Barim. If you give the Loiv a Shaver, and that's the way he's the proof that he paid $50,000 is with the shaver. It means he has to hold on to the shaver. The achbar might eat the shaver. I guess mice like cloth. Cloth is made out of skin of animals, so it's a certain amount, a certain type of food. But the mice might eat it, and he has to watch it. So it's very risky. He says, this is good for the Malva, that the Loiva should be worried about watching his Shaver, and therefore he'll automatically try to pay up quicker. And also, the klal is, Eved Loiva Lish Malva. The Malva is in control. The Loiva is considered a servant to the Malva. And therefore, the Malva has the upper hand, and the Malva is saying like this, you have to watch it, yes, that's your problem. You're the Loiva, and you have the problem. I want to hold on to the star, because I hold that's better for me to get paid up. So Rav Yehuda Amarav. So Yehuda Amarav start the first part of the Gemara says that Rav is an argument of Yehuda and Rav Yossi, and we'll see that there was misunderstood at the beginning. But Rav is a Tana Opalik, like the Rashbam says. He could argue on Tanayim in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah had two choices. Rav Yehuda says you write a new star, and Rav Yossi says you write a shaver. Now the Gemara thought that Rav Yehuda, when he says to write a new star, it means that you write a star from today. When you write the new star, you can't rewrite a star. It's a new star, it's a $50,000 star. So you can't rewrite a star from the time of the loan, because the time of the loan was a $100,000 loan. So you're rewriting a star from today, $50,000. That's more thought. There's no loan, but now you're rewriting a star. You can't write a star muktam, write a star today. So you write a star from today, which is a little bit of loss now, because you can't go to Meshabadim now from the earlier time. That's the more thought, Pshat and Rabbi Huda was. You write a new star from now. So, Amar Rav Huna Rav, Ein Loch Loik Rav Yehuda Loik Rav Yosi, Elo Bezdin Mekarim Hashtar, Bezdin rips up the star, V'Kois V'Loi Shtar Acha Mezmar Rishon. Rav holds such a case, you rip up the star, and you write a new star Mezmar Rishon. Write a new star from the first man. Amar Lei Rav Nachman L'Rav Huna, V'Amar Lei Rav Yirmi Rav Huna, they told Rav Huna, Yishmilei L'Rav Ha Braisa, if Rav would have heard about this following Braisa, the Tanya, what does it say in the Braisa? That Edim, remember the word Edim, not Bezin, Edim Mekarim Es Hashtar, V'Kois Lo Hashtar Acha Mezmar Rishoin, have a hard debate. The Braisa says, this is in Rabbi Huda Shita, talking about Rabbi Huda Shita, that Edim rip up a star, write a new star, Mezmar Rishoin. So if he would have known about that, he would have been hard debate. He would have said that I'm saying like Rabbi Huda. He wouldn't have said not like Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda says the same thing, Mezmar Rishoin also. Amalei, Shmielei, V'Loi Hard Debate. I knew about that, and it was not chayzer because I'm saying something else. I'm saying, Zogt Rav, you need dafka or bezdin, and edim are not enough. Like the Gemara explains, topic of ayin alef amal alef, bishlam beidina alume laafkuye memoina. Bezdin could write a new star mizman rishon, even though technically there was no $50,000 loan from mizman rishon. It was a $100,000 loan. Now it's a new star. So to collect the lekuchos and Rav is not Rishon, you need a koyach of a bezdin that has the koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. So b'lishav edina aluma hefker yomayna. El edim she'asro shlichusam. But an edim that already did that shlichus, which means you told him to write a star, look at the maysa, write a star, they did it already. Choyzim v'oysin, el edim she'asro shlichusam, v'choyzim v'oysin shlichusam, they think they could do it again? They can't do it again the same. They can't make a shlichus again, and therefore they can't write a new star. They don't have the kayach hefbez and hefker. So therefore, Rav holds Eidim cannot rewrite the star. The only one can rewrite a star is Bezdin. The only one can rewrite a star is the Bezdin. The Eidim can rewrite a star and say from today and say that we had a $100,000 star and he paid a $50,000 and now write a new star $50,000. But you can't write a star that can make a shibud from back from the Zman al Avah because it's not true. It wasn't $50,000 loan. You need a koyach of Bezdin for that. And that, the Eidim don't have that koyach. They can't use that koyach they have at the beginning and redo that koyach. That's what Rav holds. Therefore, Rav argues and Rav Yehuda.
What's happening to Rav Yehuda?
Because they thought that the whole thing that Rav missed and still Rav Yehuda was about doing his Marishan, not his Marishan. So he showed in a Brisa, he also wants to do his Marishan. The Gemara didn't have the whole thing Bezdin and Eidim. The Gemara thought that Rav learned Rav Yehuda was Man Sheni from the later time. And he says Marishan. So Gemara asks, I'm a Brisa, he also says Marishan. So why are you different? Yeah, Bryce Rav Yehuda. Yeah, Breiti Gemara. Edim can rewrite a star. Bom Rav Yehuda Marav. Edim koisim afilo stories al soda achas. Edim can write even 10 stories on one soda. So you find you could write a star more than one star. So Edim do have a power to write more than one star. So the Gemara answers, no. That's only in the case where the new stories you are writing are just to prove that it's his property, but to collect from lekuchos, they have no power. Rabbi Yisvam of Ashtar Matana. That halacha that he said he could write 10 shtaris is by Ashtar Matana, which by Ashtar Matana is no achrayas in that, because if someone takes away the Matana, he can't go back to the guy and say, give me back a new Matana. So there's no achrayas in that. Over Rabba, even Ashtar Machira, Ashtar Shem Achrayas. There's no achrayas whatsoever. So that is when you can write 10 shtaris. But to write a new star, which has the kayach to collect from the kuchos, that you need a koyach of Bezdin, not a koyach of Edim, and it's not a kashim in the case of the 10 stars. The case of 10 stars was the case of Shtar Matana or Shtar Shem Achrayis. So the bottom line is here, what Rav is telling us, teaching us, that you only could write a Shtar Mizman Rishon if Bezdin are involved. But if not, then you cannot write a new Shtar Mizman Rishon, you only can write a new Shtar from Mizman Shein.